Hey, Josh.
Yeah, what's up, Kendrick?
What's the name of our podcast again?
It's called 90s Movies.
Well, okay, I guess we're in the right spot. And if you're in the right spot, well, then you're listening to us. Yeah.
Yep. We can hit stop record. That's perfect.
All right. Perfect.
I think we got it. Oh, man.
Josh, do you know what my sweet treat is?
What's your sweet treat, Kendrick?
Recording with you.
Aw. That's what you're suggesting everybody go do is record with me?
Yeah, but we already missed Valentine's Day.
Aww.
So instead of roses, get your love our podcast.
Hey, if you send us money, I'm sure that we'll say whatever message you want for your loved one in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are, we're not above whoring our voices out there.
I'm not even requiring money. I might just say it if you just ask.
Oh, true. Like, send us an email, please, for the love of God. And now to the next lucky five emailers.
Josh, coming up in season two of Where There's a Willis, There's a Way, the podcast about Bruce Willis's way, we have several movies coming up.
Oh, do we now?
Yeah.
I thought that he just took the 2000s off, so this is news for me.
Well, he kind of did, but in practicality, didn't. One of these movies is a movie called Fast Food Nation. Are you familiar with this movie?
I've been to fast food stores, so I'm assuming that I'm partially familiar with it.
You've been to the nationwide fast food store?
Yes. Yep.
So I thought this was the same thing as Super Size Me, but it is not.
Is it like the counter narrative to Super Size Me? Like,
well, I think Super Size Me is the docu narrative, and this is the drama narrative.
So now we just need an action narrative of the Super Size Me story, and then we'll.
Although I take it back, Fast Food Nation is a 2006 comedy drama film by Richard Linklater based on a book that came out in 2001. And Super Size Me came out in 2004.
Mm.
Also, when I look up Super Size Me, the cast has Jared Fogle as like fourth down. So,
oh, oh no.
Yep.
Well,
my thoughts exactly.
That's a bummer. Why? Whoever thought that it was a good idea just to give some guy who eats sandwiches so much, like, spokesperson power?
America's love of heroes.
Like, other people that we've idolized and then have hurt us, it's like, well, you know, they were, like, offering something in the beginning, but Jared, his whole thing was, like, he ate sandwiches. It's like, what? Why?
Looking over the list of movies in the 2000s, I think I might have only seen two of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is definitely less than the 1990s movies.
Yeah.
I've seen Unbreakable, and I have seen Lucky Number 11. Oh, and I've seen Sin City. Okay, that's three.
I've only seen part of Sin City. I haven't seen all of it.
You've just seen the sin? You haven't gotten to the
city?
Yeah,
I didn't get to the city part. I know that I've seen Over the Hedge, which came out in 2006 or something like that. Yeah, 2006. But I actually don't think that I've seen any other... Are we counting 2010 as part of the 2000s, or is that...
No, we're going to 19 or 2009.
Oh, so we're starting at 2000, the year 2000.
Yes, The Whole Nine Yards is our first movie, and that came out of February in 2000.
Okay, yeah. So then I've only seen one movie in this next decade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Over the Hedge?
Yep, Over the Hedge.
I'm also excited because we have several Bruce Willis animated movies, so we get to do another little revisit of his voiceover work.
Oh, one of thank God.
One of which is Rugrats Go Wild.
Oh. Is he like a big character in that, or is...
You know, it's not on my list of movies I've seen.
He's not even in like the top list, but Tim Curry is. So,
oh well, that's exciting. Yeah. I hope that it is not worse than Beavis and Butthead.
True, true.
And then we have a Die Hard movie coming up.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
I think a couple or just one.
I think just one. Live Free or Die Hard.
All right, all right.
And then, this, looking over the list, it looks like it's a fairly decent mix of action movies, which definitely I think we're trending more towards, and kind of like drama, thriller drama stuff. Assassination of a High School President, I believe, is a comedy. What Just Happened? Well, I couldn't tell you based off the name of that.
And he's also in Nancy Drew as Bruce Uncredited, so not like, sure if we're doing that
Bruce
one.
Uncredited?
Bruce Uncredited. Mr. Uncredited? Yeah, we're ready for you now at the DMV. Yeah, just trying to update my license and registration. It's a pain. Nobody believes my last name.
That'd be pretty funny. So I'm going to need some proof that this is your last name.
Well, can you present like a debit or a credit card? Well, that's the thing.
His name's not Bruce Undebited. He should at least have one of those.
Yeah, things. True, true. He's not Bruce Unlibrary card, so.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Come on. Come on, man.
Yeah. Any of these movies you're super excited for?
I'm pretty excited to watch Planet Terror, mostly because, or I guess Grindhouse is the full movie, right? Or is it Planet Terror is the full movie? I can never remember.
I am not sure.
Whatever. I'm excited to watch that because it's got like Edgar Wright directs one of the segments and I think Robert Rodriguez and QT and stuff like that. So I'm excited to watch that one. Also, I've heard that Bruce Willis kind of parodies the old action star who is filmed mostly against a green screen for jokes, not realizing that that was literally going to be his career, not 10 years later. So I'm kind of excited slash sad to watch that one. And then, yeah, Lucky Number 11, I'm excited to watch too, because isn't that one based on the same story that Ronan is?
It's...
Am I crazy?
No,
it was the Last Man Standing, right?
Yes, Last Man Standing. They're both based off of Kurosawa movie, I believe. Although, Lucky Number 11 is interesting because it has like a pretty solid cast, but also it just like kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. So I'm excited to rewatch that one.
Yeah. Do you know if we're going to do a episode on his TV show appearances and just combine that 70s show with Friends, or are we going to do two separate episodes for each?
We could just probably combine them. Just in the handful of episodes on both, right?
Yeah. And I haven't seen those episodes of Friends or that episode of that 70s show, I don't think.
Nice. Because
I think that that's one of the last episodes of that 70s show.
I think I've just seen the Friends episodes. I don't think I've seen that 70s show.
Have you watched any of that 70s show?
I've watched a lot of it. I just don't think I've seen those two episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Right on. What's the episode that you're the most excited about, or the movie that you're the most excited about?
I think I am most excited about... Looking through here... I'm probably most excited about Unbreakable. Just because I haven't seen that movie since I was a little kid, and I remember really liking it.
Nice. That Surrogates movie also looks interesting. I think that this director... Terminator 3? Nice. Nice. Nothing but bangers. Nothing but bangers. Yeah, it's got Ving Rhames in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? And Rosamund Pike? Oh, wow.
What's great is because there's so many of these movies neither of us have seen, we get to take turns asking each other what the movie's going to be about.
Yes. Yeah, because I mean, between us, we've only seen literally four of these movies.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see how his career differs from the 90s, because it seemed like in the 90s, especially towards the end, he was really going heavy on the action. but he would do like the occasional kind of interesting film. Mm-hmm. I would say that's mm-hmm. a little bit more in depth, as far as like a less of a popcorn flick. Not that there's not value in popcorn flicks, but I like seeing a good variety of my Bruce.
Yeah, me too. Something we don't have much of today.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah, do you want to make any comments about his upcoming works, or are we just going to deal with those when we get there?
Let's save that for when we record our longer episode.
Okay, sounds good.
I want to like thumb through the list. Just kind of have a good idea of what they are. If nothing else, because it's easier to make fun of.
Yeah.
All right, before we end this, do you want to make a prediction as to what you think the whole nine yards will be about?
Whole nine yards. So his character's name, according to IMDb, is Jimmy Tedeschi. So I'm going to guess that he plays a long-lost cousin of Stanley Tucci, because their names are the same.
You mean Mark Strong?
Yes, Mark Strong. that's a callback to an episode so long ago, I don't even remember which one it was. And then I'm going to guess that he has to run a football through a backyard at one point in the movie, and he will learn to know what love truly means.
Run a football through a backyard. That's a pretty good guess. I don't know anything about this movie other than I think the cover photo, I'm not even going to double check, I'm just going to go off memory, has him standing with flowers. So I think he... his football career causes him to break something and he has to go apologize with flowers.
You're kind of giving him the character arc of what's his face in that one fucking the last Boy Scout movie. His buddy who's like the football player.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds good. I predict also that it will be more entertaining than Billy Bathgate. Whether that be good or bad, we'll see.
What about Bonfire of the Vanities?
It's going to be hard to say. I've actually thought about rewatching that one to see if I was just insane and that movie is actually good, or if that movie is like the worst movie of all time.
No, the opening scene is so good, though.
It's so good. Yeah, it's so sad how good that opening scene is compared to everything else.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exciting exciting stuff we got coming up ahead.
Yep.
And then we'll be releasing an episode on Wednesday, and then we'll be releasing one. It looks like we're going to try to do it every other Wednesday. Kendra's got some pretty big life stuff coming up. So we might have to take a leave of absence here or there, but if you subscribe to us on not subscribe, if you follow us on Twitter, we will post updates and then you will be in the know. So go follow us on there.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks everyone. See you soon. Goodbye.